Okay, what's your name?
I'm Phil Gibbon.
And you're from Rhys's College?
I am indeed, yes.
So you're going to tell me how you are meant to milk a cow.
Right, well, clearly, very few cows are milked by hand these days, but in the days of probably my grandfather or great-grandfather, most of the cows were milked by hand. People milking them would usually sit on a three-legged stool and milk the cow.
Right.
Yes, we surprised, but if you milked, I think they used to milk about 12 cows each, which would take probably 10 minutes per cow. Now, we've only got two hands, so the cow's got four teats.
Yeah.
So it takes a little while to do all four. So the technique, very much so, isn't to use a finger and thumb. Quite a lot of people, when they come to look at this, cow model here,
yeah,
go, shall I demonstrate what they do?
Yeah, go on then, you right. Do it then. So
they do this.
They just squeeze it like they're squeezing a spot.
It. Yeah. Not good for the cow.
Right, okay, yeah.
So what we do, we use the whole hand.
Yeah.
And do that.
So you're squeezing it like, yes, you squeeze a sponge.
Indeed, I think that's a fair way of putting it.
Yeah, right.
So that would be the technique, and usually
you're not actually pulling, are you, either?
No, you are not. You're pulling. That's the important thing from the cow's welfare point of view.
Oh, okay.
You're right. Not causing her that possible discomfort.
Yeah.
But for reasons I'm not entirely sure of, but probably the balance of the cow rather than anything else, the traditional milk people, you squeeze diagonally opposite,
okay,
teat it one and draw one and then the other so that you get a flow going of that sort. Now, unfortunately, this cow, because I don't think
she's not real, she won't feel a thing.
I don't think she's got any hormones in there,
right.
But the technique is very much when you first squeeze the cow's teat, it sort of brings on to the same concept for the cow of a calf sucking the teat.
Right.
So you're trying to manipulate that. When you first squeeze the cow's teat, her hormones will not permit the milk to flow. After a short while, she gets the message through to the pituitary gland in the brain, and the oxytocin, which is a hormone which then releases the milk flow to the calf, is released, and you'll get the flow going absolutely first class after that. And then, yes, probably 5 minutes on the two teats, the milk flow will cease as you've evacuated that cow's two-quarter change to the other two, and then cow's done and dusted until the next milking.
Right, let me have a go then. I'm going to have a go.
You have a
right.
go, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to give you that. If you could hold that for me, that'd be great.
Right.
If you come down with me then.
I will, yes.
Yeah, right, so diagonal, you say?
Yes,
so I'm going to go that way.
Front and back,
front
yeah.
Front and back, so.
Yes, go on, squeeze. Yeah, hey, you're going well there.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I'm milking a cow.
You're missing the bucket, but.
Oh, I'm getting my knee wet. I have milk all over my knee.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
There we go.
You have the technique.
I've done it.
Sir.
Yeah. So if I ever lose my radio job, I can come and milk cows.
I would think so, but I mean, obviously, you're probably aware that at Rhys Heath, we have a milking parlour where the cows are milked by people operating.
So the machine's already beat me to it?
The machine has beat you to it. And of course, you're probably also aware that we have some of the cows at Rhys Heath milked by robots.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Right.
But again, high level of cow care, just because the robots are there. The herds person is in constant touch with any problems which occur. If the cow hasn't been in to be milked and there might be a welfare or health problem, that's alerted on the herdsperson's computer, and he or she will go down and check that the cow is okay. So yes, it's a system which is working pretty well, really.
Brilliant, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and well done. You know, we will take you on if ever we go back to hand milking the cow. Yeah, there's a career for you somewhere.
Brilliant, thank you.